Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
Putin's hat on, hat size number 9. You say Putin's getting big-headed? Putin's hair's just fine. He can drive his giant tractor across the Trans-Siberian Plain. He can power a nuclear reactor with the left side of his brain. When he take his shirt off, he drive a lady's crazy. When he take his shirt off, make me want to be a lady. It's the Putin girls.
This is Sound Opinions, and that was Randy Newman with Putin, a song from his 11th studio album, Dark Matter. Putin was released as a digital single right around election time in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
It appears on Randy Newman's first album in 8 years, Jim. The relevance of that song has not gone away. Now, when we talk about Randy Newman, I think the first thing that comes to a lot of people's mind is, isn't that the guy who wrote Short People? And, you know, that's going to be on his obituary. It's somewhere going to be in the first or second paragraph.
Well, it depends what generation you're from, Greg, because those of us who were parents sat through many viewings of Toy Story and Toy Story 2.
There's part two of this. I think Randy Newman's by far had his biggest success as a writer of film scores. He started out with Ragtime, worked his way through The Natural, Meet the Parents, Seabiscuit, some really classy movies, and 8 Disney Pixar animated films. Amazing run of scores for which he has won 2 Oscars for Best Original Song, 3 Emmys, and 6 Grammys. His pop songwriting career has not nearly been as commercially acclaimed, but there's way more to this guy than Short People. 11 studio albums since 1968, populated with these ever-present, unreliable narrators.
Mm-hmm.
He has made some masterpieces. Now we have studio album number 11, Dark Matter. Here's a track from it called Sunny Boy by Randy Newman on Sound Opinions.
My name is Sunny Boy Williamson. I come from Jackson, Tennessee. I'd bother you, it never bothered me, no. My mother loved me, my wife did too. I had a dream and a dream come true. I wrote some songs that the people knew, like Good Morning School Girl from Jackson Blue. Around the time of the Great Migration, the blues run up the river, spread across. I run up with them, cause the great sensation, selling biscuits on the radio in Chicago. Out on the west side to see the sights. Turn the corner, see my name in lights. Said I'd been playing there for 14 nights. Yes, I had to see.
That is Sunny Boy by Randy Newman from his first album in almost a decade, Dark Matter. Greg, he's paying tribute to Sonny Boy Williamson. Elsewhere on the record, he evokes the name Celia Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't love Celia Cruz? But Randy does it in a particularly Randy-esque way. He is imagining in the song Brothers, John F. Kennedy and his brother Robert launching the Bay of Pigs invasion to save the great Cuban singer.
Wait a minute, Bobby. There's a woman there in Cuba whom I love. Oh, no, Jack. Not in a bad way, but a good way. Do you know any Cuban music, Bob? Does I love Lucy Kang? Of course it does.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm going to say this. I admire and respect Randy Newman. I just don't want to listen to him, Greg. He's fine in Toy Story. My daughter will never forgive me if I don't say how wonderful When She Loved Me was in Toy Story 2. That's as good as a weepy weeper ballad gets, all right? But man, you know, Randy Newman's chosen genre. I've been trying to peg it nonstop since I started listening to this record. It's partly cafe jazz. It's a little bit Tin Pan Alley. It's a little bit cabaret in New Orleans. These are not bad things. I spent a lot of time with this record. I suspected you would love it. Everybody loves Randy Newman, right? I just don't think anybody listens to him. Not between Short People and all of those movie soundtrack scores. I can't give this anything better than a trash it because I never want to hear it again,
wow.
Greg.
Unbelievable, Jim. I'm shocked, although not surprised, I suppose, because I know that you're a contrarian, and this is the most contrary of your reviews. And
call me a Philistine, if you will, but I have no joy in this record.
I think there's a lot of joy in what Newman does. There's also a lot of darkness. I would say that you speak for a lot of people. I mean, the reason this guy's not a huge commercial success is for those reasons that you exactly say.
Yeah, people don't like him. Yeah.
He is a cult figure at best. But I think he's a great one. I don't like certain Randy Newman records or songs per se, but I do like this one quite a bit. The guy's 73 years old, and I feel like he's almost reinvented himself in some ways with songs like The Great Debate and Brothers, which are almost like mini plays in which he's playing multiple characters.
But that's
in those
the
songs.
Other genre I left out. I hate Broadway musical tunes.
It is,
tunes.
But if there were more Broadway musicals with this kind of panache, I would have loved the genre much more than I already do. To me, he is one of those guys that has a great ear for despicable characters. He impersonates them in his songs, and he does such a great job of being true to their voice. I mean, Putin was a brilliant song. I mean, Putin is a song and dance man. It really is that. I mean, who else would this character be but some kind of cartoon figure?
Well,
and Newman gives him exactly what he deserves.
When you say that, that sounds like a great idea, but when you listen to it, it is not.
He's coming out of a tradition, to me, of three main influences. Mose Allison, who had that sort of laconic, drawling fluidity about his piano playing and his singing.
I love the Mose Allison.
Alan Toussaint, you know, he's a big New Orleans guy. Randy Newman spent a lot of time in New Orleans as a kid. You can hear that New Orleans shuffle in a lot of his piano playing.
Alan Toussaint was one of our Newman. Favorite guests ever. I love Alan Toussaint.
And there's another Newman that is a huge influence.
Seinfeld?
Alfred E. Newman, the cover boy on Mad Magazine. That smile and that sort of twinkle in his eye and the idea of, like, I can't be bothered with you ignoramuses. You know, it's sort of that sort of level of satire. But then, those heartbreak ballads, She Chose Me, Lost Without You, Wandering Boy, those are beautiful songs about failed guys. And I think Randy Newman in some ways sees himself, you know, in that light. Like, I haven't done all I hope to do as a man, as a father, as a husband. And some of those flaws are revealed in heartbreaking fashion. I don't think there's anyone else out there like him. It's a buy it record for me.
As Monty Python used to say, Greg, now for something completely different. That is a little bit of a song called Lips That Bite by the group Downtown Boys, making their Sub Pop Records debut. I fell in love with this band when I first encountered them at South by Southwest 2016, came back, raved about them on the show. They are an undeniable force of nature. The two driving forces in the band was a tuba player named Joey DeFrancesco, who met vocalist Victoria Ruiz while she was working at a hotel in their native Providence, Rhode Island. The group came together, put out a debut 7-inch, a full album followed on Don Giovanni Records in 2015. I loved it. Was one of my best that year, Full Communism. What are they doing? Well, they're angry. They're really angry. And they're coming at this anger with the current socio-global, political, cultural environment with everything they've got. Spanish and English, mixing those two languages. This is a multi-gender, multi-sexual identity band. You name an ism, they're against it. You know, capitalism, racism, homophobia, they are fighting it all, but they are doing it with tremendous good humor and undeniable momentum. And the only good saxophone in punk rock history since the mighty X-Ray Specs. That's a band from the initial punk explosion in London, but had a lot of influence on Downtown Boys and what they're doing. It had a woman of color fronting it, Polystyrene, who wasn't a technically great singer, but the passion was undeniable. I think Victoria Ruiz is proudly following in those footsteps, and now they're signed to Sub Pop, and they've produced this debut album, which is the best-sounding recording that they've done. Let's play a track from the record. We'll come back. We'll give our opinions. This is a song called A Wall. You don't have to think very hard to realize what wall Victoria is excoriating. Downtown Boys from the new album, Cost of Living, on Sound Opinions.
That is A Wall from the new Downtown Boys record, Cost of Living, with Victoria Ruiz on lead vocals. You know, if Victoria Ruiz didn't already exist, Jim, somebody would have had to invent her, because she's like the perfect front woman for these times. I think that's the song of the year, and I'll tell you why. That song, to me, encapsulates a lot of what's going on in this country right now. I understood they wrote the song before Trump was elected, but this whole idea of barriers and separation is an important one. You know, when Victoria Ruiz hears this bilingual feminist, and she's shouting out this lyric, and when you see her there, I hope you see yourself. This whole idea that we're all human beings here, you know, that person on the other side of that wall, that's you, and you should be empathizing with her. So I think that's the central message here. The choice of producer, Guy Peixoto of Fugazi, has been taken to task by certain underground people who say, why are you selling out? You know,
selling out,
as if Fugazi was a sellout band.
Fugazi, for those who don't know, famously refused to ever charge more than $5 at any show they ever played.
Absolutely. But this was considered, okay, now you're into the area of overproduction. It sounds bigger than you did before. Nothing wrong with bigger if it's used the way this band does. And I think what Peixoto has hit on is that the rhythm section in this band is unbelievable, particularly Mary Regalado, the bass player. And again, Ruiz at the end singing, there is always a way out. Despite the fact that we are up against it constantly in this world, there is always a way out. It's a buy it record for me.
It's an absolute buy it, Greg. We are reviewing this days after the sad events in Charlottesville, Virginia. I can't imagine a better antidote and also inspiration. I think it would be easy to accuse DeFrancesco and Ruiz of cashing in, quote unquote, on the hot topics of the fight against the alt-right, for example. They're not. I mean, they put their money where their mouths are. You know, among the last words on the album, we hear from a poet who is exhorting us to stay beyond woke. It's a message that we all need right now. Couldn't be more enthusiastic. A double buy it from the two of us.
So family, stay beyond woke. Stay safe. Stay bulletproof.
Now we want to hear from you, the listeners. Do you have an opinion on the new records by Randy Newman or Downtown Boys? Call and leave us a message with your thoughts at 888-859-1800 or let us know via Facebook or Twitter. After a break, Jim and I share our favorite one-person bands, and later, I'll put a quarter into the Desert Island Jukebox. That's all coming up on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.